So we're continuing the Bhajan Rahasyam classes that were begun in 2005, which is the rather unique presentation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur after a life of bhajan, spending practically most of his life absorbed in Gaur Bhajan, Radha Krishna Yugal Bhajan, and writing over 100 books. Towards the end of his life, or at least his preaching life, the last 4 years of his life or so were spent in Nirjan Bhajan in his Bhakti Kuti. But a year or so before that, he left his farewell song or his final maybe the last major work that he wrote, Bhajan Rahasyam, which is his rather in-depth analysis of the Sri Chaitanya Shikshastakam, Chaitodarpana Marjanam. He combines, he's analyzing the Shikshastakam with the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, plus the 9 steps from Shraddha to Prem, Ado Shraddha Tatasara Sangha Vajana Kriya. Then he combines the 8 pastimes of the Lord, the Astakali Leela. And then at the same time, he presents one book which provides a manual or a handbook for bhajan for 2 types of sadhakas or practitioners. One is called the Ajata Rati Sadhaka, and the other is called the Jata Rati Sadhaka. In other words, one who is at the level of bhav, who's actually awakened some familiarity with his siddha deha by guru kripa and by surrender and by bhajan, by nam kripa. He's attained this level of bhav, and there's different levels of that jata rati sadhaka. And then there's the other type of sadhaka or practitioner. This book is also for him, is the ajata rati sadhaka, who has not come to the level of bhav. He's on a level of anartanivriti or bhajanakriya or nishta, etc. So this book is rather unique and also rather complicated. And I don't know whether he made the title first and then wrote the book, or whether he compiled his revelations and realizations, which is what is collected here. And then after he compiled it all, he thought, well, what title to give it? And then he gave the name. It's not clear. I would like to think that after he put it all together, he was thinking, well, this is really confidential, and this is very, very secret, and this is not easy to understand, so I will call it Rahasya. Rahasya means secret, confidential. Bhajan Rahasya, the secrets of bhajan. But at the same time, he's revealing it, and it's systematic. And I just wrote a couple pages, kind of introduction, I thought I'd read, which is some people may be new, and to create some continuum before we just jump into this discussion now, which is this is the fifth yam. We're continuing with this fifth yam, and this is we're on verse, I guess, 12, but we're almost done. This is Ayinanda Tanasri Kinkaram. This is called, he calls Panchama Yam Sadhan. Aparan Kaliya Bhajan. This is Aparan Leela. This is right now. Right now it's Aparan Leela. When Krishna is returning, it's called Uttara Goshta. Uttara Goshta Leela. When Krishna is returning with the cows or returning from the pastures, Goshta. Returning from the coward pastures is called Uttara Goshta Leela. From 3:36 in the afternoon until 6 p.m., which is right now. So if you want to catch it, run over to Govardhan, and you can see the cows are all walking from on the other side of Govardhan. They're walking from Shamdak and Puncheri, and from Govindakund. They're all walking back, and they'll go through Varsana, then Nandanandagaon. It's happening right now in Aprakat Leela. So if you don't want to hear the class, you can go over there and see. If you're a Jatarati Sadhak, then don't stay here. Go there. So this is Panchamayam Sadak. Panchamayam means the Astayam. Astayam means Astakaliya, the portion of the day, the yam. So he calls this is bhajan. This is nam bhajan at the level of a sakti, Krishna asakti. There's nishta, ruchi, asakti, which means attachment, strong attachment for Krishna, the person, the loving person, the individual, with a sense, with a growing sense of mamata or possessiveness towards Krishna. And so this is where we're about to continue with verse 13. So I would like to just read this couple pages introduction. We're discussing Panchamayam Sadhana, practicing Nam Bhajan on the level of attachment, Krishna Asakti, chanting the holy name of the Lord with attachment to Krishna, which is the seventh level on the path of devotional perfection. The seventh stage or the seventh level. Ado Shraddha Tata. So Ado Shraddha. Shraddha is the first level or the first stage. Now we're at the seventh level. Like seven, there's nine levels, nine stages, right? The seventh level is Rati. The eighth level is Bhav. Ninth level is Krishna Prem. Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is the goal. So, Shraddha Sarusanga Bhajana Kriya Nartanivirti, Nishta Ruchi, and then Asakti and Prema. And this verse, which is being discussed, this verse, Ayinanda Tanashakinkaram Patitam Bham Vishameva Vambado, Kripiya Tava Padavankaja, Stita Duli Sadrisham Vachintya, this represents Asakti. This verse represents attachment to Krishna. It represents, on one level, it's Radharani's prayer to be attached to Krishna, figuratively and literally and eternally. Attached to his feet, attached anywhere. Stita Duli Sadrisham. Because Radharani is crying out to Nanda Nandan. Hey, Ayi Nanda Tanuja. You have taken birth from the Tanu of Nanda, Maharaj. Nanda Tanuja. Oh, Nanda Nandan, please, listen. Listen. I want to be connected. I'm your kinkari. I'm your sevadasi. I'm your Radha. I'm your worshipper. I'm your Aradhika. I'm your Aradhya Devi. But I want to be fixed on your lotus feet. Don't forget me. Don't leave me. Don't run away. Of course, then there's separation, and there's separation union. So in this verse, Ayinanda Tanushka Kinkaram, the Nam Sadaka is praying to attain his true identity as an eternal servant, Kinkar Bhav, of Sri Krishna. At this seventh stage of bhajan, or spiritual elevation, attachment to bhajan, which means hearing about Krishna, shravanam kirtanam, chanting, remembering Krishna, with feelings, with desire for bhav, etc. This is his attachment to bhajan and the bhajaniya, which means the object of bhajan, namely Sri Krishna, is especially awakened. Before the level of asakti, at the level of ruchi and nishta, we're getting steady in the practice of bhakti, in the limbs of bhajan, shravanam kirtan vishnu. At the level of ruchi, we're getting some taste from hearing and chanting. But it's actually the practices, it's the sadhana, but not the person behind it all. Who is the person behind it all? Why are we doing the sadhana, or why are we hearing and chanting? Well, to attain affection, attachment, and revelation and realization of Krishna, the person. We want to fix ourselves in a personal loving relationship, an individual loving relationship with Krishna, and our own sthayi bhav, permanent devotional mellow, and our own siddhadeha, which is waiting for us. And they say dormant condition or whatever, it's waiting for us to activate it, so to speak, or receive it, or begin serving in it. So that comes at the level of a sakti, then we begin to realize, wait a minute, I'm doing all this chanting is about him, the person. There's really a person behind the name. And I see the person behind the name. I see the person in the name. And there's a person behind in these pastimes. And I see the person behind or in these pastimes. And I have some relation, I have some sambandha with him, and there's a budding or awakening of love. And I want to know more about this person that I've been chanting and serving for so many days and months and years as I've been rising through my, swimming across, rising above my anarthas and becoming steady and becoming, now things are getting tasty. The whole process is getting tasty and user friendly. Sadhana bhakti is becoming user friendly. It fits. I can wear it. It feels good. It tastes good. Devotees, I like the taste of devotees. I like the taste of service. And then there's Krishna. Krishna kind of steps out and says, oh, what all you've been doing, it's all about me. It's all about seeing me and perceiving me, the person, and feeling me. That's why I've been chanting your name, and you are the name. So this is the asakti. This is a level of asakti that the bhajan and the bhajaniya, you become attached to not only the bhajan. Like we say to someone, well, Prabhu, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing my service. We have this mamta, my service. Oh, this is my service. Harinam is my service. Writing or preaching, whatever is my service. And I'm very attached to doing my service. And I like my service. And I'm doing my service. And now you become attached not only to your service, but the person behind the service, the master. You know, you might be attached to your job and not the boss. You have a boss, you have an employer. And so you go in and do your work, and you're very good at it, and you like it, and you do your good work. And the boss, he gives my paycheck, and he likes my work, but I don't have much revelation of the boss. I don't have much association. I don't have much interaction with the boss. I don't really see him much. I don't perceive him much. But he pays me, and he pats me on the back, and he gives me promotions and perks and whatever. So that's ruchi, and that's nishta. But at asakti, then the boss starts to shake hands with you and say, why don't you come home to my house for dinner? I'd like you to start moving with me more. So this is asakti. Then the bhajan, you become attached to the bhajan, the practices, and the object, the person behind it, the bhajaniya. This is what's being told. It's actually awakens at this level of asakti. The object of bhajan, namely Sri Krishna, is especially awakened at the stage of attachment. By performing nam bhajan with attachment, one realizes that Krishna's holy name is without a doubt the very life of all transcendental knowledge. Vidya vadu jivanam. Because in his earlier analysis of the first verse of Shikshastakam, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, there are seven sections of this Sanskrit verse, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. And he's analyzed that in his son Modaya Bhashya, whatever this commentary on Shikshastakam. He's analyzed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to build faith, Shraddha, he's giving this first prayer which has seven benefits or seven treasures. Seven benefits or treasures that you will attain by chanting the holy name of Krishna, by taking part in Nam Sankirtan. So there's seven different treasures there. So this phrase, Vidyavadu Jivanam, it represents the treasure of asakti. It represents the level of asakti, that after nishta comes asakti. This is maybe complicated, but it's not so complicated. So now he's explaining how this first Ayinanda Tanusha Kintakaram represents attachment, and that you can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Gambira, Krishna in the mood of Radharani, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, but he's in the mood and the bhav and kanti of Radharani. He's crying out to Krishna in the Shikshastakam. These are his outpourings of his heart, the Shikshastakam. So this is the vadu. This is the wife crying out to the prananath. The prananath of the wife, or the life of the wife, the jivanam of the wife, the jivanam is the husband. So the vidyavadu jivanam. So this verse, the vidyavadu means that, the vidyavadu means Radharani. She is the wife, the life of the wife of transcendental knowledge. Vidya, vadu. Vadu means wife. And then jivana means life. The life of the wife of transcendental knowledge. So that means Krishna. Krishna is the life of Radharani. And transcendental knowledge, the fullest, we were discussing the other day, the fullest expression of transcendental knowledge, you have vidya. But this vidya in this phrase of Cheto Darpana Marjanam doesn't mean the vidya of this world. This jada vidya. Vidya, knowledge about the world and the Mahabhutas and the elements and the interaction of the elements and so many astrology and astronomy and all these different vidyas is para vidya. Transcendental knowledge is beyond. Para means beyond. And the fullest expression of para vidya is devotion. Because the more you know, as you learn more and more about reality, you realize if you're really a knower, if you're really a Vedanti, then Vedanti tat tatvavidas yad taj gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavanti shabhyate. So it's told by Shukamuni in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are a Vedanti, Vedanti tattva vidas yattaj gyanam advayam, the Advaya Gyan, the Advaya Gyan, this Brahma Gyan, Vedanti means you know the anta of Veda. So the conclusion of Veda is bhakti, is actually devotion. So the Vidya Vadujivana, that Vidya is being talked about in Chaitadharva Marjana, means the Paravidya, and the highest expression of transcendental knowledge is to know Bhagavan. And no one knows, the highest form of Bhagavan is not Narayana Vaikuntha. Higher than Narayana Vaikuntha is Ramchandra of Ayodhya. Higher than Ramachandra is Dwarkadish. Higher than Dwarkadish is Mathuranath. And higher than Mathuranath is Gopinath. So one who knows that Bhagavat Tattva, he is the greatest knower. So that Vidya, that is the greatest knowledge. The Paravidya is to know Gopinath. And when you know Gopinath, then naturally you serve Gopinath, because the highest expression of knowledge at that level is when you know Bhagavan, then you understand that your relationship is one of service and of love. You have connection there. You have union to that truth. And union based on surrender and service. And the greatest personality who is serving that topmost form of Bhagavan is Srimati Radharani. So Vidyavadu, the wife of that Vidya, Vidyavadu, the wife of that, the Vadu, the wife of that Vidya, that Paravidya, is that Shakti, that Vidya Shakti, is the Ladini Shakti, is Srimati Radharani, the Paramaradya Devi. Paramaradya Devi, she's the supreme goddess of worship of Krishna. And the life of that wife is Krishna. But in this case, Lord Chaitanya is describing all these seven treasures or benefits of chanting. It's about the name. So actually, the Jivanam is the holy name. So the holy name, the life, because the Nam Prabhu is Krishna. Sri Nam Prabhu is Krishna. So Radharani's life and soul, her Prananath, is Krishna. So the Jivanam means the holy name. Vidyavadu Jivanam. The life of the wife. So the holy name gives life to Radharani. When Radharani is separated from Krishna, she's dying. She's dying in separation. Vira Agni. She's crying. She's lying on the ground. They're even putting some cotton to her nose. You can't smell anything. I mean, there's no movement there. The faintest movement to indicate the slightest presence of Jivanam, life. The Jivanam is about to leave her body, her prana. And how does she become revived? That the Sakis and Mandris, they gather around her and they start engaging in Nam Sankirtan. And the Nam Sankirtan gives her life. And you often hear the Acharyas, they say, chant the holy name when some great Acharya is leaving his body. He says, oh, can we give you medicine? No, give me the holy name. That is my life. The holy name, that gives me life. There's one pastime, one anecdote about one Baba, Garangadas Baba. And after he left this world, he lived in Ramanreti. He had, his disciples were having 24-hour kirtan in his samadhi in Ramanreti, which is next to ISKCON, Garangadas Babaji. And so sometimes at night, many times this would happen, the different devotees had this experience, because Garangadas Baba was a famous Siddha saint of Vrindavan, Gaudiya Vaishnava, Garangadas Baba. And they were doing the Harinam, the Akhanda Kirtan, all night Kirtan in his samadhi, and sometimes his disciples were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then one disciple, and it would happen sometimes, a few times it would happen, he had a dream, right? He fell asleep and had a dream. And in his dream he saw his Gurudev, who was in Samadhi, in Nitya Lila, Pravishta. And in that dream, his Gurudev was choking to death. Going, ah, 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 no. He was choking. And the disciples in the dream said, Gurudev, what's wrong, what's wrong? He says, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. He said, what do you mean you're killing me? I can't breathe, I can't breathe. You're not chanting. You're not giving me life. You're not chanting the name. Why have you stopped chanting? You're not chanting. You have to chant. I can't live. If you don't chant, if you stop chanting, I can't breathe. I can't live. I'll die without the holy name. This is my Jivanam. Vidyavadu Jivanam. So it was like a nightmare more than you see your Gurudev dying and strangling to death. And you say, Gurudev, what's wrong? What's wrong? He says, I can't breathe. So he was sleeping during his kirtan service. Then he woke up and he said, wow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So what happened was that Gurudev, who is in his samadhi, in his chinmay roop, and he's living and relishing that Akhanda Kirtan, and he appeared in a dream and said, "Hey, you stupid, you fell asleep. Wake up and chant Hare Krishna. Chant in the Kirtan." So this little anecdote shows how that even when the Guru is here in this Prakat Leela, what we call Avirbhav Leela, this Avirbhav is manifest, it's Avir Abhav and Tira Abhav. Both are Abhav. He's always here. So when he's in his manifest Leela Avirbhav, then he's living on the holy name and distributing the life of the holy name to others. And when he enters the Nitya Leela, he continues at Nam Sankirtan and Radharani's association. And then he's not manifest to the disciples, but he continues to live by their chanting of the holy name. So he wants us to always chant. So this Vidyavada Jivanam is represented by this Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram. The secret rahasya of performing Nam Bhajan with attachment lies hidden in this fifth verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastakam. So we're at the level of Anartha Nivritti, let's say, for example, Anartha Nivritti. And we want to rise to Ruchi and Nishtha and Ruchi and then Asakti and, of course, to Prem. This is our goal. We're performing bhajan with the desire to attain Bhav and Prem. This must be there. All of our activities must be mixed with this intense desire and aspiration, this lolium, this greed and desire to attain Bhav and Prem. Now, I want Prem now. This urgency, this utkanta, this eagerness. It's not like, okay, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Anyway, whatever comes, let it come. You know, everything's cool. I'm okay, you're okay. Don't rock my boat, I won't rock your boat. No, okay, don't rock my boat, but rock your own boat. Shake up your own boat. Shake, rattle, and roll, as they say. You know, make things happen. Be hard on yourself. Be intense. It's healthy. Go crazy for Krishna. Be a madman for Krishna. We need more madness. People are becoming too... The Hare Krishna movement is becoming too sane. People are becoming too normal. They're becoming blasé, passé, blasé. It's called... what's it? That word begins with a C? Complacent. People are becoming happy, complacent, well-fed. Nice food, nice car, everything's nice. Bhog, everything's nice. Nice, you have a nice house. Oh, now you sit and sleep, have a nice time. No, get serious, get with it. So this the secret of attachment in bhajan is contained in this shloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram. And we might say, oh, what's the secret? I've been chanting the prayer for 20 years, or I've heard about it, or even I memorize it. Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram, Patitam Bhamishame Bhavambado. I chanted, I don't see it, what is the secret? So then he unveils the secret in this Panchamayam Sadhana chapter, in this chapter 5 of Bhajan Rahasyam. In this Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram verse, all these other verses are coming out of this verse. They're manifesting from this verse. And all these different conceptions are manifesting here. Now I'm going to tell you about them, which we heard some, and you're going to try to understand them and try to apply them in your own life with eagerness to realize them and come to that level of perfection. With my inducement and my blessing and my guidance. This is what Bhaktivinoda is saying in this book. So, the secret of attachment, of performing Nam Bhajan, which means chanting Hare Krishna, basically, and other things, lies hidden. But it's not hidden because he brings it out. In Panchamayam Sadhana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur presents 22 verses to explain the concept of Krishna Asakti, attachment to Krishna, and help us increase our attachment to Krishna, Krishna's holy name, attachment to Krishna and Krishna's holy name, and specifically to increase our attachment to Srimati Radharani and the eternal service of her lotus feet in Radhadasyam. Because ultimately, for the most part, most members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they are being encouraged and being offered, encouraged and being offered the opportunity to become eternal servants of the lotus feet of Radharani in what is known as Mandri Bhav or Radhadasyam. Although there's exceptions everywhere, and there's the opportunity for personal preference in this development of perfection also. There's no hard and fast rules. Krishna can facilitate any number of choices. Krishna is not static, he's ecstatic. He's dynamic. So if one jiva has a particular desire to serve in multiple sarups, in different planes of spiritual existence, the Lord will provide that. He'll give you a sarup in Vaikuntha, a sarup in Navadvipa, a sarup in Vrajagokul. He'll give you a sarup in the material world. We got it. He gave us his sarup from the Mahatattva. We had a desire to have a lila here in Srishti Lila. Oh my Lord, I'm not very much interested in this Nitya Lila. Well, of course this is also Nitya Lila. But in your confidential Nitya Lilas, in your prem-filled Nitya Lilas, this is like Sukaduka Nitya Lila. Suki Duki. But I like to play a role over here. Okay, take a body. Take a pig's body. Take a dog's body. Take a bird's body. Take a fish body. Take a demigod body. Charna, this, that, the other thing. Man proposes, God disposes. So it's the same here. It's fixed and it's not fixed. It's fixed. If you want it, you keep it. But if you become attracted to something else and you want that, you can get that. Krishna is a very kind lover. He doesn't dictate love. He lets love dictate to him. So most of the verses in this chapter, Bhaktivinoda explains the meaning of one word in this verse of Shikshastakam, the word kinkaram, i.e. nanda tanasha kinkaram. So most of the verses explain what is the meaning, the different nuances of meaning of this word kinkaram, which basically means humble servant. It's a combination of two words forming a question, kim and karomi. How may I serve you? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav, standing before Sri Nanda Nandan, Sri Krishna Nanda Nandan, Nanda Tanuja, with folded hands and humbly begging, O Prabhu, O my beloved, how may I serve you? How may I please you? This, of course, is the sum and substance of Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karmadi Navritam, Anukalyena Krishnanu, Shilanam Bhakti Uttamam. Uttam Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, perfection of our lives, the perfection of our sadhana, perfection of our practices and everything that we're doing, leads to this simple expression of humility and love. Stand before our Prabhu with folded hands, our Mahaprabhu, or our Rasaraj Sri Krishna, with folded hands, oh my dear Prabhu, how may I serve you? That's the first thing. That's the anushilanam. Do some service. But then it must be anukulya. Must be pleasing. There's two aspects. Anushilam, the cultivation, the different services, whatever they may be. And then they must be done pleasingly, lovingly, feelingly. So we're saying, how may I serve you? And then, how may I please you? Just serving is not enough. There must be pleasing also. It must be Krishna Anushilanam, which means service, right? He's a service. Anushilanam, one after the other. But Anukulyena, favorable, pleasing, loving, sweet, intimate. So this is the meaning of the one word, kim karomi. So that's it. If we can realize that, the ball game's over, as they say. You made the touchdown. Touchdown? You're there. You're successful. You become Siddha. All you have to do is go like this and say, Kim Karomi. Simple, right? No other Abhilash, no other desire, no other ambition, no other agenda, no ulterior motive, no kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, nothing, no trigunamayak, no gunamayak contamination, no. Just stand before the Lord, fold your hands, say, Kim Karomi, Prabhu. When we say Kim Karomi for 1 minute and then, well, wait a minute, I got some other agenda here. So to come come to this exalted platform of the most simple expression of divinity may take lifetimes. To come to this most exalted platform of divinity, you know, it's simply like this. So beginning with verse number 5 of this chapter 5, up to verse 11, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has been giving us deeper and deeper meanings of the word kinkaram, beginning with the idea of general service. Kinkra means, how may I serve you? And then specifically, he starts to go into Dasya Rati. And then he starts culminating in Madhura Rati, which means conjugal love, as one's eternal Sthayi Bhav. The realization of one's eternal identity as Srimati Radhika's Kinkari, or Manjari, or Palyadasi, protected maidservant. This is the ultimate conclusion of this chapter. So, what's being said here is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam, is that Chaitanya Shikshastakam is leading the sadhaka, is leading the Gaudiya Vaishnava to the service of Radharani, to the service of Radharani's feet, Radhadasyam. And each verse, Jeto Dharvana Marjanam, then Nam Namakari Bahuda, Trinadapi Sunichena, Nadanam Najanam Sundaram, Naina Natanajanam, they're leading us closer and closer to the revelation of our eternal identity, our eternal sthayibhav, or loving mood, towards Srimati Radharani. This is his angle of vision, because of course he himself is a Manjari. He himself is Kamala Manjari in his Siddha Deha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari. And he is understanding the Manobishtam, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, the Manobishtam, the inner heart's desire of Krishna, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His innermost heart's desire is to serve Radharani. Krishna wants to serve Radharani. This is the Manobishtam. The burning desire of Krishna's heart is to repay his debt to Radharani. Napariyeham. Napariyeham. I cannot repay the debt, but he's trying. He doesn't quit and say, I can't repay it. That's it. Tough luck. I remain a debtor. No, I can't repay it, but I'll try. Let me try. I couldn't repay the debt in Dwapara Yuga, but give me, Radharani, can you give me another chance? Can you give me another Yuga? Can you deal me another Yuga? Deal me some more cards? Because I came in Dwapara Yuga, you served me so much with so many Sakis and Mandris, I couldn't repay you. Napariyeham. But can you give me one more Yuga? And another chance to repay your Prem Seva? So Radharani says, all right, I'll give you a yuga. Here it is. Take a whole yuga and try to repay me. So it's called Kali Yuga. Then Krishna says, Radharani, this is called Kali, you're giving me Kali Yuga. You're giving me Kali Yuga to try to repay my debt to you. But I will call this yuga Prem Yuga. Because I have to do Prem Seva to you. So in this Prem Yuga, Kali Yuga, I will come and I will take your Kanti and your Bhav in my heart and cover you with your cover me with your Bhav, or Kanti. And then I will try to collect so many servants for your pleasure. I will try to collect so many servants. And I will bring so many of your servants with me to help me campaign. This is a service campaign. This is a campaign of service. And we will campaign as the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And this Gaudiya Sampradaya is basically a Sampradaya of Manjari Sampradaya. Because practically all the Acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya are Sakhi Manjaris. So, of course, one can come in Gaudiya Sampradaya and attain Vatsalya Bhav, Braja Vatsalya Bhav. Of course, it's only in Braj. Well, there's something in Ayodhya. But Braj, and at least in Gaudiya is offering Braja Vatsalya Bhav or Braja Sakya Bhav or Madhurya Bhav. And that's all. This is what's being told here. Because the Dasya Bhav is really merged with the other three, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So it's possible. But the Manobishtam, Sri Chaitanya, the inner heart's desire is to make servants for Radharani, not to make servants for Yashoda Mai. To make servants for Radharani, not to make servants for Krishna and Balaram and Sakiras or Madhurya, Matsaliras. The Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, this is the heart's desire. And so taking his heart's desire, he said, listen, Rupa Manjari, I couldn't enlist enough servants. Now you have to help me. So Rupa Goswami is glorified that he knew this heart's desire. So Rupa Goswami wrote so many books and lived the life of an ideal Manjari, Acharya, and gave so many teachings. And Krishnadas Kaviraj, all these books are written by Manjaris, practically speaking, except Vrindavan Das Thakur, Veda Vyas. He wrote, and of course, I read somewhere he also has Manjari Sarup, also Manjari form is there. But basically he's in the Sakiras with Nityananda. Generally he's understood that way. So this, therefore, Bhajan Rahasyam, at this point in the game, you could say, or at this point in the development of a theme, it's kind of like, well, Bhaktivinoda is saying, if you want to be with me, if you want to continue with me now, if you want to continue, then you have to be interested in being Radharani's servant. But you can turn back now. If you want to be servant of Baladev or Krishna and Sakiras or serve Yashoda Mayi and Nanda Baba, okay, fine. Then go back. Go back now. Go back to Chaturyam or the other Yamas. Because now on, from Panchama Yam to the 6th, 7th, and 8th Yama, it's full speed ahead with Radhadasyam, Madhurya Bhava, and the Stayi Bhava of Madhura Rati. So this is kind of a juncture. And this is what happens, because what is this juncture? This is the juncture of a Sakti and Bhav. And at the juncture of a Sakti and Bhav, that's when one's own Stayi Bhav begins to be revealed. Your own permanent relationship. Are you, let's say, is Krishna's intention for you to serve him in Madhurya Bhav, or is his intention for you to serve him in Vatsalya Bhav or Sakya Bhav? Because there's so many Siddhadeyas lying in Vaikuntha. So many Siddhadeyas, spiritual bodies are lying in Vaikuntha for those that have this Vaikuntha Bhav. And there's so many Siddhadeyas lying in Brajagokul. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, come on, you see in Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, Vaikavi Karnapur, he's inviting everyone in Gaudiya and Navadvipa. He's saying, come on everyone, I don't care, come with me, I'll take you all to Vrindavan, I'll give you all Braja Sarups. Come with me. And they say, well, wait a minute, but I'm supposed to go to Ayodhya, and I'm supposed to go to Vaikuntha, and I'm supposed to serve Lakshmi Narayan. Ah, forget it, come on. I'll give you a Braja Sarup. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to collect servants for Radharani. This is main ambition. Sabhakti Shriyam. Anarpita Shriyam Shriyam. Sabhakti Shriyam. Her bhakti, my bhakti, Sabhakti, the beauty of my own bhakti, of Radha's bhakti. So this is what will be told here. Then Bhaktivinod introduces and explains the principle of Radhadasyam in this chapter 5. The loving service of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. He offers this as the highest treasure of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sadaka. We will continue with verse 13 of Panchama Yam Sadhana, describing how a Kinkri worships and serves the dust of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. This fifth verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam is all about attachment. So many different levels of attachment are explained in this verse, Ayinanda Tanashikinkaram. Asakti, attachment to Krishna, and specifically attachment to the service of Krishna's most dearly beloved sweetheart, Srimati Radharani. Our identity, be it our material identity or spiritual identity, is based on our attachments. Think about it. So our identity, whether it's our material identity, is based on our attachments. Our ego is based, our ego, our hankar is based on our asakti, our attachment. So our spirit, if we become attached by hearing Hari Katha, by seeing particular deities, either due to purva samskaras, bhakti samskaras from last life, or ones that we develop in this life by good association with devotees in a particular mood of love, loving service, and seeing particular deities in particular places, then this type of attachment for, I have become, by reading these books and hearing this Hari Katha and seeing these deities and going in these parikramas, I become very attached to Radha and Krishna in the mood of the gopis. And this can awaken like this. So then, because of our attachments, then our identity starts to move in that direction. We start to think, this is attractive to me. This is interesting to me. So our desires and our attachments determine our sense of self, ego, our identity. Now we identify with the material body and we base our sense of identity on which is based on our sense of I am the body, and we are attached to other material bodies and objects. Our sense of I is derived from our sense of my. Of course, there's a verse there in Bhagavatam you must be knowing. Janasya moho yamaham mameti. I forget the first part of the verse. It's about Pumsastriya matuni bhavametam toyor te ridya grantamahu. And then it says, Ato Griya Shetra Sutata Vitar Janasya Moho Yamahamameti. That when man and woman, Pumsa Striya Matuni Bhavametam, when man and woman become combined in sex attraction or marriage or whatever, Mituni, then they become very much, their hearts, Ridya Granta Mahu, their hearts become tightly tied, they become very attached to each other. It is natural, material nature. Then they start to think of a Tokriya Shetra Sutata Vitar. They start thinking in terms of their body, their house, their family. Oh, let's improve our house. Oh, Prabhu, we need a new couch. We need a new television. Yes, I work hard, we'll get a new television. We need a new car. They think in terms of their family, house, bodies, etc. Janasya mohoyam ahamameti. And they, ahamameti, they become very much concerned, I and mine, my husband, my wife, my body. So this verse is there. So our sense of I is derived from our sense of my, ahamameti. The identity, I am a father. What is the basis of that ego? What is the basis of the I-ness? I am a father is based on what? On my attachment to my sons and daughter. I can say I am a father if I have my children. If I don't have my children, how can I say I'm a father? You follow? So my sense of I is based on my sense of my. It's very interesting. I am a father is based on attachment to sons and daughters. If I say, oh, I am the wife of Giridhari. Well, who are you? Oh, I'm married to Giridhari. I am Giridhari's wife. I am the wife of Giridhari. So that is an ego. That's an identity. So this idea, I am the wife, is based on on attachment to a husband. If you don't have any attachment to a husband, then you can't say I have a wife. So I am a wife is based on the idea that I have my husband, right? If you don't have my husband, then you can't be. Then, so in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying for attachment to Krishna. Stita duli sadri cham vichintaya. I want to be attached as a particle of dust at your lotus feet. So he's praying. So he's saying, I want to be, that's my attachment. So if I'm there, then I'll explain more. He wants to be attached to Krishna's lotus feet. And on the basis of that attachment, he realizes his eternal identity as a Kinkara. So, I want my place to be at your feet. And if I'm attached to your feet, then what will I do there? On the basis of that attachment, then I have to serve. Then I will be your kinkar. I will be your kinkari. I and my. My place, I'm asking, please keep my head, my life, my heart at your feet. Attach me to your lotus feet, like a particle of dust is stuck on your feet. And now that I'm attached there, then what will I do? That your feet are mine. So now that your feet are mine and I'm on your feet, then my I-ness is I am your kinkar. I'm your servant. I don't know if you can follow the logic, but this is the logic. In this verse, Mahaprabhu is praying for attachment to Krishna, Sita Duli. On the basis of that attachment, he realizes his eternal identity. So in other words, what he's saying here, we're trying to develop and realize our Sita Deha, our Sarup. So first we want to pray, first we have to become attached. Because we don't know, I am who? I don't know who I am. Who am I? What is my name? What is my age? What is my complexion? What is my Ekadash Bhav? This is the question. What is my Siddhadeya? Who am I? Well, before we define the I, who I am, first we have to define the my. That's what we're trying to explain. That my sense of I-ness is first defined by my my-ness. So my Prabhu. I have my Thakurji, my Giriraj, my Gornitai. This Mamta, this concept which we discussed 2 years ago, the Mamta. The minus. So this verse is all about Mamta. Because Mamta enters at the stage of Asakti. My Krishna. At the stage of Nishta, when you're steady in Bhajan and you have some Ruchi, you don't have this idea of my Krishna. It's okay, the deities. But my Shamsundar, my Lalita, my Radharani, my Giriraj. So this comes as the attachment increases. So we don't have that sense of myness. We don't have that sense of mamta or possession. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, I understand that, but get it. It's in this verse. This type of myness is in this verse. And this is the angle of your prayer, the angle of your aspiration is towards the feet. first get some minus with Krishna's feet. Oh, Krishna's feet. Krishna, your feet are mine. These are my feet. Your lotus feet are my feet. And I want to enshrine your feet in my heart so that your feet become embedded in my heart. But can I have some connection with your feet? Connect me there. I'm a tiny soul. I'm a very tiny soul. Anoraniyana, I'm like an atom. But keep me as an atom at your feet. I am an atom of consciousness, and you are the supreme consciousness. Stick me to your feet. Don't let me go. Like a magnet connecting the iron, pieces of iron filings, they become stuck. So stick me on your feet. With that the magnetism, my attractive power is my surrender. I'm surrendering. I don't want anything. I don't want Nidhanana Janam. I don't want anything. Look, I'm surrendering. I'm giving up all that. And now, see, I've given up. I have no other shelter. I have no other attachment. All I'm left with is your feet. Please give your feet to me. I want your feet to become mine. Stita duli sadrisham vachintya. So first we fix our attachment there, and we pray for that attachment. This verse is all about attachment. We know what attachment is all about. We have all the wrong attachments. We have to cut all those things. The whole list of the wrong attachments is given in the previous verse. The whole list of the wrong attachments is given in verse 4. What is verse 4? Dhanam, nadhanam, najanam, nadhanam, nadhanam, najanam, sundaram. We're attached to money and wealth and position and liberation and all these things. That's the list of the wrong attachments. That's the neti. Neti, neti. No, no. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, this is the right attachment. Stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. What is the right attachment? The lotus feet of Krishna. And more specifically, come to Radharani's feet, Radhadasya. So, this is a prayer for throw away all. Okay, now I'm trying to throw away the other attachments, and I'm trying to get attached to your feet. Please give me that attachment. Oh, Nanda Nandan. Please give me, let your feet be stuck on my head and stuck in my heart. So this is what's being told here. He wants, in this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying for attachment to Krishna. He wants to be attached to Krishna's lotus feet. So we should also want that. This verse is pointing us in that direction. Be attached to Krishna's feet. Pray for that attachment. What is that attachment? That means to just walk around with, you get some impression of Krishna's feet or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. You go to Jagannath Puri where they have footprints of Lord Chaitanya, and you get some impression there and on cloth with chandan, and you just tie it around your forehead. You put that impression on cloth of the chandan impression and tie it around your forehead. Yeah, oh Lord Chaitanya, your feet are, maybe a good idea. Walk around with that cloth with the footprints on your eyes so that you can't see anything but the feet of Lord Chaitanya, and you can't smell anything but the chandan, chandana lepana. That's been rubbed on his feet. That smell will keep you out of trouble. And then just looking at his feet will keep you out of trouble. But that's not what it means. It means to be attached to service. Kinkara. Attachment means service. These two things, attachment to the feet, stitadili sadrisham, means kinkara. Kinkarba. My place is at your feet. Please place me there. Keep me attached. Now I'm attached there. So then Lord Chaitanya, or rather Krishna, says, okay, now you're on my feet, and I've given you my feet, and my feet are your wealth. They're your pranadan, your wealth. Now what? Oh, yeah. Now I am your kinkar. I am your kinkari. I am your maidservant. Kim karomi. How may I serve you? Now that you've given me attachment to you, now that you've given me the opportunity to become attached to you, now I pray to you with folded hands, Kim karomi. How may I serve you? How may I please you? This is what this verse is saying. So he's saying that he's praying for the, he wants to be attached to Krishna's feet, and on the basis of that attachment, he realizes his eternal identity. So first we become attached to Krishna's feet, which means attached to his service, his Nam Seva, and Guru Seva, Vaishnav Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnav. Serving Hari Guru Vai, become very, very attached and very much absorbed in their seva. Then that attachment gives siddhadeha. That's what he's saying, basically what he's saying. That attachment to the seva, that seva bhava, and that detachment from everything else, and fully attached to seva. Because the mandri bhava means seva. Mandri sarup sadhana means seva in the mandri sarup. So first we fix first comes the sense, we fix the sense of my, then we define the sense of I. Who I am will become revealed when we when Krishna's feet and the service of Krishna's feet become our my possession. We can say our, but it's individual, so it becomes my possession. He, on the basis of that attachment to Krishna's feet, he realizes his eternal identity, Kinkara. I am your eternal servant. Therefore, verse 5 of Shikshastakam, I Nanda Tanaja Kinkram, represents overhauling the ego. This verse is about transformational psychology. If you have ever gone to college, we had some psychology courses. They even have this. There's even courses called transformational psychology. Transform, changing your form, going across your form or extending your form. Transformational psychology, changing your id, changing your ego. Because in verse 4, Nadana Najana Nasundaram, we kind of annihilated everything. Okay, I don't have any wife, I don't have any husband, I don't have any wealth, I don't have any position, I don't have any friends. Okay, well, what do I have? I don't have anything. Nadana Najana Nasundaram Kavidam Kavidam. What's left? I don't have poetry, I don't have enjoyment, I don't have liberation, I don't have swarga. I can't even go to Vaikuntha. I have to keep rotating here, birth after birth, jandi jandi, hoitiki bhakti. Oh, wow, I'm exhausted. I'm really empty. I don't have anything. I don't have any possession. I have to have some kind of attachment, because I realize that as a tiny jiva, that's my nature to be attached. And I had all the wrong attachments, and now I've chanted this holy name, and it's taken away all these attachments. And I don't have. But now I'm just floating in the air with no attachment, and I don't. My feet are not on the ground, and I have to get on solid ground, or at least on solid feet. Or get attached to somebody who has his feet on the ground, like Nandanandan, because his feet are solidly on the ground. Well, not sometimes. Sometimes he faints, and he goes bottom side up. When Radharani winks at him, then his feet are up in the air and his head's on the ground. But at least in this verse, Nandanandan has his 2 feet solidly on the ground of Radharani's service, Radhadasyam. And so Lord Chaitanya is praying on our behalf, please place me on that solid ground. And give me that. I need one attachment at least. Nadana Nijanam, I don't have any other attachments. There's not. But my nature is to be attached. Can I have just one attachment? Stita Duli? Can I have this little bit of attachment to your feet? Let your feet become mine. May I say that your feet are mine? That your feet are, these are my feet, these are my Thakur's feet, my Prabhu's feet are on my head or in my heart. They're enshrined in my heart. Guru Pada Shraya. Bhakti begins there with Guru Pad. First we enshrine the feet of Guru in our heart, and Guru's feet give us the feet of Radha. If Guru's head is at Radha's feet, then Guru's feet give us Radha's feet. If Guru's head are at Krishna's feet, Guru's feet give us Krishna's feet. If Guru's head is at, if Hanuman's our Guru, and Hanuman's head is at Ram's feet, then Hanuman's feet give us Ram's feet. Sweet, sweet, can't be beat. What a treat, them 2 lotus feet. This was a Vyasa Puja offering written by Guru Kripa Das. Sweet, sweet, can't be beat. What a treat, them 2 lotus feet. So this is the feet of Guru. Guru Parashraya is the beginning of bhakti. So Guru Parashraya gives us Radha Parashraya. Radha Parashraya means Radhadasyam. Radhadasyam means Kinkari Bab. Kinkari Bab means Manjari Bab. Manjari Bab means Bhavulas Rati. Bhavulas Rati is a special form of Madhura Rati, only for the Manjaris of Radharani. Bhavulas. So this is transformational psychology. Everything's there. There's a whole sambandha, the whole Vedanta is there in this sambandha abhideya prayojana. It's all in the Shikshastakam. The whole Vedas and all the Vedas and the Vedanta and the aesthetic Vedanta, as one T. Swami said, aesthetic Vedanta. That is Vedanta, but it's aesthetic. It's beautiful. It's sweet. It's alive. So this is transformational psychology, purifying the ego, purifying the sense of identity, and purifying the object of attachment. Change the attachment, change the identity. Think of that. It's one of those one-liners, right? Change the attachment, change the identity. Now we're attached to the body, then our identity is false and there's so many problems. We become attached to the soul, then our identity changes. Aham Brahmasmi. Now it's Aham Punjabi. Aham Punjabi. I am Punjabi. Like once I was in Delhi and I saw one girl, she had a very light color complexion and kind of roundish face, like golden complexion. Looked like me, Punjabi type. I mean, Bengali type. That color, certain skin tone. She was with her husband and he was dark color and she was lighter. I said, it seems, are you Bengali? And as soon as I said, very humbly and just in general, but they were friends, and in a nice way, I said, are you Bengali? And she said, Bengali? I'm Punjabi! Very affirmative, and George said, I'm Punjabi, like Bengali, like, ew, you know. What are you talking about? That's a grand insult. So I said, oh, excuse me. So it was not exactly a time to say, actually, you're Brahman. You're Aham Brahmasmi. You're Jivatma. Me Jivatma hun. I am Jivatma. So we can get very entrenched in the bodily concept of life. So change the attachment, change the identity. So in this case, she was very attached to her Punjabi deha, her sharir. And her identity was following suit. I am Punjabi. Whatever that is. Whatever that's supposed to mean. So material identity is false. False ego is changeable. And our false ego is always in flux. Because it's always our flux means change and moving. Because it's always under the influence of the material nature. In this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches the sadhaka to become established in his eternal identity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, but because at the level of a sakti, we begin to enter our eternal identity, our siddha deha. As one's false, illusory, karmic identity dies out, or as Hegel said, die to live, one can establish a spiritual identity in relation to Krishna. One's spiritual identity manifests clearly at the level of a sakti as the realized fruit of sambandha gyan and nam bhajan. So as we develop our devotional knowledge of Krishna, Krishna tattva, Gaura tattva, Radha tattva, as we develop our devotional knowledge and in our relationship with the Lord and His devotees, sambandha gyan, and this world and everything around us and within us and beyond us, and along with chanting and purifying our heart by the chanting with coming to the level of Namabhas, at the level of Ruchi is Namabhas, and approaching the level of Shudanam and Asakti, then we begin, it says here, we actually realize the fruit of this Sambandha Gyan and Nam Bhajan is one's spiritual identity manifests clearly at the level of Asakti. In this verse, Mahaprabhu describes the serving ego, called transformational psychology. So now we have the enjoying ego. So this is describing the serving ego. Kin kri bhav, kim karomi, how may I serve? This serving ego forms the basis of one's spiritual identity. That's why Prabhupada, from day one, he's trying to train everybody, do seva, do seva, do seva, do service, do service. Surrender, serve, surrender, serve. So the serving ego forms the basis of one's spiritual identity, and it is the foundation of all expressions of bhakti ras. Bhakti ras means madhura rati, or madhura ras, sakhi ras, matsali ras, parental love, conjugal love, friendly love as a friend. This, the basis of it all, is the serving ego. I am Krishna's servant. They don't think I am Krishna's mother, I'm enjoying. It's all the mood of service. It's the foundation. Whether one experiences oneself as a servant, friend, elder, or lover of Krishna. The serving ego, kinkari bhav, is the opposite of the enjoying ego. What is the enjoying ego? It's called kam bhav. Right? Kam means lust or desire. an identity based on material attachment. So we say that our attachments shape our identity. So when we're attached to the body, then our identity is material. I am the body. And we act accordingly. But when we're attached to the soul, then we identify, I am that soul. And then we act accordingly in service. So an identity based on material attachment in a self-centered world of I and mine. So we're over time. So tomorrow we'll continue. We'll finish this and start verse number 13. Bhajan Rahasyam Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai.